According to Israeli Channel 2, the so-called Israeli Land Administration has issued tenders to rent land in order to build 387 settlement units in Ramat Shlomo, located in Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
This is part of a systematic policy by the occupation forces in continuing colonial plans. It also proves that there is no way of continuing the peace negotiations in the future. The increase of settlement units destroys any hope of a viable future of Palestinian state.
This is the fourth Israeli act of settlement expansion in the past 2 weeks, after 50 settlement units were approved in Har Homa, located in the southern part of East Jerusalem Al-Quds, 1,500 settlement units approved in Jerusalem Al-Quds and other parts of the West Bank, and the unfreezing of 1,800 settlement units only 4 days ago.
The Israeli regime regenerates its colonial project in order to shrink Palestinian land and to prevent the Palestinian negotiators in any upcoming peace talks from demanding a Palestinian state on the 1967 borders. The Israeli regime is forcing facts on the ground in order to prevent any peace and to plant as many settler and settlements in the West Bank.
At the same time, Israel is confiscating lands throughout the West Bank, mainly in the Bethlehem and Salfit districts. According to observers, these confiscations serve to either expand already existing settlements or to legitimize new settler outposts. This comes as Israeli settlements in the West Bank, including Jerusalem Al-Quds, are considered illegal under international law.
Other than the continuous expansion of Israeli settlements in the occupied territory, the Israeli Knesset is now considering to annex several areas in Jerusalem Al-Quds and the Jordan Valley to Tel Aviv. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Ramallah.